You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.
Carrie Oberbrunner here, episode 41. We are talking about the number one thing I could have done to shave 8 years off of achieving my dream. I know it's a mouthful, but it's absolutely true. I made a big mistake, and if I can prevent you from making that mistake today, hey, it's a good day then. Before we dive into the content, I just want to give you a quick update. It has been a blast. The last few weeks have been amazing. Kids are out of school. We're having a fun time. Our schedule is completely flipped around. I'm a stay-at-home dad by design. What does that mean? That means that I've designed a business. I've designed a life that fits together, you know. Master in the art of living, like L.P. Jack says, if you know that quote, right? Where there is no distinction between work and play, labor and leisure. But all of it is connected, and it's a blast. Just yesterday, I went to the beach with my kids. Don't get jealous. I'm not in some crazy cool place like Florida. I'm in Ohio, but nonetheless, it was a fun time, and we had a good time at the beach. But look, I just got back from Shawshank and Spark Space, which if you've never been there, I take a special group of people there every year. It's my mastermind. And look, these people are fantastic. They're brilliant. They're smart. But we went for 2 days and made it happen. And we went to literally Shawshank Prison and did a whole day there of teaching and VIP access. We had lunch there as well. And it was fantastic. You know, lots of breakthroughs for people's personal prisons. Many times these people think that their prison is external, like their day job or something like that. But most often, it's something internal. And we're going to be talking about that today on the episode as well. But then the second day, we went to Spark Space. And Spark Space is this really cool place. It's kind of like Willy Wonka meets IBM or something like that, meets Apple if you're an Apple person. But it is an over-the-top place of creativity, and we went there the second day, and we did this thing called Spark Tank instead of Shark Tank, where our mastermind came up with products and literally launched those already. Some of them now, some of them are already taking what we learned there and launching and monetizing their first ever product. So it is awesome. But look, I want to encourage you, if you need more information about the resistance and how to overcome that, I'm talking practical steps, practical application so that you can break through this fog, this stuckness, if you will. You definitely want to join me on June 4th, a very cool webinar, absolutely free. For the podcast listeners like yourself, you want to text Shawshank to 33444. Text Shawshank to 33444. Or go to escapingshawshank.com/webinar. And folks, you will get this free guidebook. And I'm going to teach through it. This is stuff that I usually reserve for my mastermind. But you guys are my special guests. And I'd love to have you on that webinar. You'll get a free gift as well as this guidebook, which is, it's just magic. It really is. It's going to give you great practical, well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to give you here, because I'm all about it today. I just feel like I'm in a fun mood here. So on the webinar, I'm going to talk about why resistance is the number one sign you're on the right path. Get that? Most times people think, oh, I'm facing resistance. I'm on the wrong path. No, you're on the right path. The 6 most common ways resistance shows up, very important. If you don't know the ways, you won't recognize it, and you might start getting mad at your friends, your family when really resistance is showing up. We're also going to be talking about on that webinar three proven strategies for dealing with resistance. Look, I'm really excited to do the Dan Miller, Joanne Miller, and myself. Between all of us, we've got a bunch of books, bunch of businesses. Joanne does art. We are going to show you how, regardless of where we come from, the artist stream, the entrepreneur stream, or the author stream, how resistance always shows up and how do you deal with it? How do you overcome it? We're going to give you three strategies. Also, how to create measurable hope, freedom, and clarity. So many times I meet clients and they say, I need clarity, Carrie. Well, guess what? Show up on the webinar. You'll get a clear, measurable path for hope, freedom, and clarity. And then also we're going to talk about how to implement your dream now. So folks, lots of times when we get these webinars, we get oversold on them, meaning that although they're free, our webinar service has limited space. So if this is you, you definitely want to jump in and make it happen. So today we're talking about the number one strategy I could have used to shave 8 years off of achieving my dream. And this is true, folks. I am telling you, I wasted so much time because I didn't get it. What didn't I get? I thought in the beginning, my dream was all about me. And sadly, this is where many times people get confused. They think, oh my gosh, I want to do my dream so badly. It's such a passion. You know, I'm stuck in my day job. I wish I could be doing this full time, but, you know, I'd have to give up the salary, give up the benefits. Think about how many times I just said the word I, me, me, me. What's wrong with this picture? Well, I'll tell you what. Think about it. While you're trying to go pro with your dream, while you're trying to make it happen, people around you keep hearing me, 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 I, my dream, my dream, my dream. And they say, where do I fit? You know, these people aren't bad, but they say, I don't relate. You know, this is your dream. This is your thing. And as a result, you're actually pushing people away from you. Sadly, you look at anything. You look at the veterans that we just celebrated with Memorial Day. You look at Jesus Christ and how he, you know, achieved his dream. Veterans, Christ, myself, anybody who's ever achieved their dream, here's the secret. Here's the big strategy that I didn't see, that I wasted 8 years. Not really, but I delayed it. I delayed my dream by 8 years. I wasn't wasting it, but I certainly prolonged it. Here's what I did wrong. I thought my dream was all about me. You know, even look at the back of my books, the first few books that I did. Nobody saw themselves. I mean, it was about Carrie Oberbrunner, recovering Pharisee, Carrie Oberbrunner this, that, whatever. People, even if I wanted to help them, my dream didn't allow them to be served. And what I've learned today is that the big shift that happened in my business, in my dream, happened when I said, you know what? My dream is about you. My dream is about igniting your soul. My dream is about helping you. My dream is about you getting clarity around your identity, your purpose, your context. My dream is about you finding out your secret name. My dream is about helping you walk on the deeper path. My dream is about you helping get your book out through Author Academy Elite. Folks, that's when the influence, impact, and income was amplified off the charts. That's when I was able to have enough income to go pro, to bring on a business partner, to bring on an executive assistant, to do really cool book trailers with the books, to do conferences. I mean, that's when everything shifted, when I realized my number one goal is to be a servant. My goal is to serve my clients and to go around and help them succeed, help them progress, help them advance. And what happened when I did that, surprisingly, or maybe not such a big surprise, is that people said, wow, this guy Kerry, he's a good guy. He's helped me out. How can I help him? Zig Ziglar said it best, if you help enough people get what they want, eventually you'll be helped so that you can get what you want. I butcher the quote, but you get the point, right? The point is that if you go out there and you look to serve others, you look to advance others, suddenly they say, you know what, this guy's crazy. This gal's crazy. What do they need? How can I help them? This is the law of reciprocity. This is you deferring the ask. This is a lot of what I speak about in those episodes 25, 26, and 27. Some of our most popular episodes with the Igniting Souls podcast is why the big guys and gals don't want to partner with you and how to change it. I'm sad to admit that way too many times in the beginning, it was about me showing up and saying, how can other people advance my dream, my cause, my passion, my book? And you know what? When you do that, the sad truth is you're not separating yourself from anybody else. Everybody else is showing up saying, how can this person advance me, advance my cause, like my Facebook page, podcasts, whatever. Here's what I know. If you really want to supercharge your dream, if you really want to do laps and shortcut years of the norm, which it takes many people years and years and years, you guys get it. You know, Malcolm Gladwell made that certain research project famous in Outliers when he talked about 10,000 hours or about 10 years. Well, guess what? You know, I started publishing 11 years ago. It took me a while to realize that the more I can wake up every day and say, I am blessed to serve the Igniting Souls tribe. And with that tribe, of small, look, I admit we are not a epic tribe, meaning numbers and numbers and numbers and numbers, but you know what? I don't care. Everybody in that tribe is on fire. I'm telling you, get 400 people plus that are on fire, magic begins to happen. These people are lit up. They are starting nonprofits, businesses, books, songs, programs. We're talking every different topic, education, weight loss, business. It's on fire because you know what? These people are taking it serious. They know that the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. And imagine 400 people not showing up saying, serve me, serve me, serve me, serve me, bless me. But when you become a tribe leader that models the same DNA that you want in your followers, watch out, folks. It's a slow build. I get it. It is a total slow build. I don't open up that private Facebook group for the masses. I don't want the masses. There's all kinds of research out there that shows that if you have 1,000 people who are loyal, people who are dedicated, people who are community, you will do laps around hundreds of thousands, if not millions of other people who are nominally committed. I want people that are super committed. I mean, think about that. What did Christ do with 11 that were super committed? He changed the world. This is what we see all over the place. Right now, Cleveland Cavs are really big, really hot right now with the NBA. Why? Because they are super committed. They are working. They are gelling as a team. And when you put people like that together, watch out. That's when championships are won. That's when charts are just topped. Records are broken. It's a really cool thing. So I want to appeal to you. You know, we've had I think we're about to break our 20,000 download mark. Hey, that's huge for me. I started this thing less than a year ago, I believe, just with an idea of like, hey, can we get a few dozen listeners? And you guys have broken every goal I had. You guys have broken every goal I've had, absolutely. And this is a great service that I love to do. A lot of times people come to me and they say, Carrie, I'm not at a place where financially I can invest in one of your programs. I want to someday. And I say, no problem. I totally get it. I understand that some people are just at a spot where they financially can't invest in one of my coaching programs. I don't view them as less than or anything like that. I say, you know what? Start listening to the podcast, start applying what you're learning, and trust me, you will see an ROI, a return on investment. You will add value to yourself, and as a result, you'll become more valuable. And if you take action as I share this content about being a soul on fire, I am convinced that you will earn more influence, impact, and income, so that, absolutely, one day I'll see you at one of our programs. Fantastic. I love it. Why not? And I know that the people who continue to invest in themselves, people like Jeff Cramer, huge props to him. I mean, I just got to go through the list here with some recent people that are just off the charts. Jeff Cramer, taking tons of action. He's one of our Deeper Path certified speakers and coaches. And I just love what he's doing. He's not asking questions. Well, he is asking questions. But what I mean is he's not letting the resistance slow him down and say, well, you know, I don't know, this might not be perfect yet. I'm coaching him on our calls and I'm saying, Jeffrey, go for it, man. You have this. And he is taking action. Other people like Joyce Ritchie. Joyce just released her first book. It's not even out yet, but we just got the cover design back, and she's in one of our programs called Author Academy Elite. I love what she's doing. She was a victim of childhood sexual abuse, and she has chronic health issues, and she's not letting the resistance slow her down. I mean, folks, if you could see the people in the Igniting Souls tribe that could let excuses dominate them, people like Fran, people like Gina, people like Martin, you know, all these people, like Martin is just taking action. I love these people. They inspire me. I mean, once you begin to model what it is to take action and overcome the resistance, you can kind of just step back and say, now I'm going to get lessons taught from my students. And my students are kicking butt. It is so exciting. I am a proud, proud papa. Not for anything that I've done, but for these people who are finally beginning to believe. It's kind of like the Matrix, where, you know, Morpheus is watching Neo and he's chatting with Cypher, I believe, or Trinity. And, you know, they say he's starting to believe, and it's an exciting thing to see that belief muscle happen. So, folks, I want you to shave 8 years off of your dream, and you can do that by showing up filled up. Don't go around and ask everyone to contribute to your dream, whether it's financially, time, talent, whatever. Show up and say, you know what? I'm going to get so clear on what my dream is, but I'm not going to wait for people to give me permission. I'm not going to wait till someone gives me the title. I mean, think back to the American Idol back when that was on and cool way back in the first season, right? They asked one question, what makes you think you're the next American Idol? And they didn't say, you know what, I don't know, because everyone else says that I'm kind of good. And no. They said, because this is what I was born to do. This is my passion. People who did not wait for permission, Johnny Cash and Walk the Line, Bono, I mean, whatever example you want to pick, they didn't wait around. They didn't say, well, you know what, I'm just going to wait till people edify me. I'm going to wait till people believe in me. Look, people aren't going to believe in you until you believe in yourself. Borrow my belief. Borrow my belief. I believe in you. And I can authentically say that, and you've heard me say that. That's one thing that I can say to anybody, even if I don't know them. I can tell someone, a complete stranger, that I believe in them, because you know what? I absolutely do. I have so much belief oozing from me that I can easily and authentically push it on other people. Because you know what? I got leftover belief. I had people, think about it, folks, I was a cutter. I was a self-injurer. I carved the F word on my body. That's how I made it through life. Like, That was my secret addiction. When, you know, when no one was looking, when life got intense, that's how I made it through life. Look, if I can go from that to today, you know what? I have some leftover belief. I'll easily give some to you. All right. So I would love nothing more than to have you jump on the Escaping Shawshank webinar coming up very soon. If you're listening to this months after, sorry, folks, I don't know. We'll try to make some accommodations. But if you're listening to it now, text Shawshank to 33444. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm going to give you my absolute best. We have a guidebook, we have slides. It is going to be fantastic. And this is all free. Now, of course, on the webinar, yeah, I'll share other cool opportunities with you. I mean, come on, folks. But you know what? Take what you can get. Take whatever I give you and apply it. This is the way I was back when I was in my growth season. And trust me, I'm always growing, but there was a season there where I was starved from personal growth. I was just withered on the vine. I was a dry sponge, and I needed application, education, information, transformation. And folks, not only did I suck it all in, but I poured it out. And that's the goal. Suck it in and then pour it out. Because if you just suck it in, suck it in, suck it in, and don't apply, you become a fat person with personal growth. And you know what? You want to be lean and mean, and you do that by being like these other people that I mentioned and applying it. So, folks, this podcast episode is dedicated to the Igniting Souls tribe that is on fire, taking action, and I love them to death. And thanks for listening. And I look forward to seeing you on June 4th. Have a wonderful day, and don't wait for other people to give you permission. Take action, make that dream come true, shave off 8 years of your dream by looking to serve others and making your dream be about others and not you.
You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.